Hi, Dan Sheridan here telling America's story. This is Lesson 56, and we're going to talk about the king's reaction to American freedoms. Now, if you recall, we learned in our last lesson that America had its first representative assembly set up with the power of the purse. They had the power to tax. But, as you might guess, King James didn't like this assembly one bit. It cramped his tyrannical style. Plus, he didn't like the London Company because it had grown into a powerful corporation, having about 1,000 stockholders. The king despised rival power, so he conspired to overthrow it. Well, in typical tyrannical fashion, the king accused the company of incompetence and took it to court. Well, the judges, who were puppets of the king, took the side of the king, and in 1624, the London Charter was annulled, and Virginia became a royal colony. Now, the king, having gotten rid of rival powers, turned his attention to Virginia and began writing laws with his own hands for the governing of Virginia. However, he died before he finished his work in March of 1625. His son Charles I succeeded him. Now, what would Charles do about Virginia? Well, before we get into that, let me just make a comment here about judges. I want you to make a note here. It's kind of a mental note about history. Notice how the United States Constitution makes judges independent of the executive branch. See, the founders came up with that idea because of the experiences like we're talking about here. The founders learned from the past. Judges served at the king's will. So the Constitution was an attempt to remedy that problem by making them independent, making the judges independent. So this shows you one of the values of history. It helps us do better in the present. We learn from people in the past, and we correct it in the present. And just like the founders did with the U.S. Constitution in the issue of judges. All right, so sorry for that little side note there, but I thought it was an important thing to realize how we apply history to the present. So, okay, back to Chucky Boy. Oops. I mean, Charles the First. That's right. We've got to call him by his proper name and then give it the proper reverence. Well, when it comes to Charles I, the apple didn't fall too far from the apple tree. He, too, didn't like the free government of Virginia. Charles didn't even like the free governments in England, so he decided to rule England without parliament, and that meant he had to raise money illegally, which got him into trouble at home. So he had little time to deal with Virginia, leaving the Virginia House of Burgesses free to hold the purse and manage their own public affairs. However, the people in Virginia weren't completely free of Charles's meddling. In 1629, King Charles sent over a governor whose name was John Harvey. Now, this guy was a total disaster. He stole money from the public treasury and even tried to sell lands that already belonged to people. Imagine that. So after 6 years of this tyrannical maniac, the colonists had enough and deposed him. King Charles, being kind of crazy himself, was angry with the colonists for the act, and he tried to reinstate Harvey. But after thinking about it for a while, he decided that the wisest move was to let the colonists have their way. Well, that's because Charles was having too much trouble at home to deal with the Harvey situation. You see, Charles didn't do too well managing things without Parliament, so he called it into session in 1640. Now, this Parliament, Charles couldn't end or put a stop to. On the contrary, it was the means of his own downfall. This Parliament lasted 20 years and came to be known as the Long Parliament. By 1643, a civil war broke out between the Long Parliament and Charles. The king wanted to restrict the liberties of the English people and the parliament that defended those rights. And you see, when a king wars against the people's representatives, he's committing high treason. So Charles was convicted and beheaded in 1649. Then Oliver Cromwell took over. He governed until his death in 1658, after which the monarchy was restored in 1660 in the person of Charles II, the son of Charles I. Again, the apple didn't fall too far from the apple tree once again. Charles II was not a very good king, but he wasn't a threat to English liberties like his father was. All right, in our next lesson, we're going to learn about how the war between the Parliament and Charles I affected Virginia. Yeah, I know, we spent a lot of time in this lesson about in England, talking about what happened over there. But I promise you, it has a purpose, because we're going to talk about how those events affected what was going on in Virginia. Also, I'm going to tell you about a Virginia governor, another tyrannical one, who opposed free schools and books in the colonies because he said these things are threats to his rule. Boy, tyrants hate a reading and smart people. Well, that'll be in our next lesson. All right, that's all I have time for. This is Dan Sheridan. I really hope you learned something. Until our next lesson, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.